It's been 2 weeks since the tanker Prestige split in two and sank off northwest Spain, but thick gobs of oil continue to wash ashore. Along a 280-mile stretch of coastline, about 15,000 seabirds have been killed or covered in oil. Rich shellfish beds are threatened. As the cleanup continues, researchers are trying to determine the long-term environmental effects. NPR's Eric Kneeler has more.
A team of U.S. scientists from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration arrived in Spain last week to help with the cleanup operations. They're advising local crews and trying to protect aquaculture farms from the incoming oil. Robert Pavia, deputy director of the NOAA team, has been getting daily briefings.
It's a real serious spill, and because there's still a lot of oil offshore that's potential for coming ashore, the worst isn't over yet.
Rough seas are now forcing the oil and water to mix below the surface. Ricardo Beiras is an ecologist at Spain's Institute of Oceanography in Vigo.
It's good news in the sense that it increases the degradation rate of the oil, but it's bad news because that means that it's more difficult to detect and also because it gets more bioavailable to the marine organisms.
That means that fish and marine life at greater depths are getting exposed to the toxic chemicals in the oil. Beiras and others have studied similar spills, including one that hit the French coast just 3 years ago. Based on previous studies, he believes that some places will recover faster than others.
We can expect that in the open sea, in a few months, you have a recovery of the ecosystem. But on the contrary, in the sheltered places, the effects are much longer, about 4 or 5 years.
The province of Galicia is Europe's biggest producer of shellfish, including mussels, clams, and gooseneck barnacles. NOAA's Pavia says protecting this valuable coastline is the biggest challenge, especially in sandy areas with a shellfish burrow.
When the oil comes ashore, it's important to try and get it off relatively quickly, because if you don't, it either gets buried or it can get transported up the coast to other areas that weren't initially impacted.
Along more rocky areas, crews are better off just leaving the oil alone. There, the effect of wind and waves can help break down the oil.
One of the things we learned during the Exxon Valdez is that the response can do more harm than the oil can in certain circumstances. So you want to be very judicious in the approach that you take in terms of the cleanup.
Out at sea, a French submarine is checking on the sunken tanker. Officials are worried about leaks, since two-thirds of the ship's cargo is still aboard. In two dives since Monday, the sub hasn't found any problems. The next decision is whether to leave the oil 6,000 feet underwater or somehow remove it. Despite all this activity, the long-term outlook is still unclear. Researchers and residents are criticizing the government's handling of the whole affair. Scientist Biera says he can't get information from the government and that many local officials say they are operating in the dark.
People is a bit fed up of this lack of information, and because of that, the reaction was very slow. We were not informed of the magnitude of the spill in the beginning. We couldn't react quickly.
Today, Spanish officials arrested photographers for a local newspaper who were trying to take pictures of the oil spill at sea. As fishermen scrambled to erect protective booms in sensitive estuaries, environmentalists are warning the oil slick is about to hit an important wildlife reserve. Eric Kneeler, NPR News, Washington.